This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3-Hour Recycling is having an auction for crushers, porticools, vending equipment, racking cabinets, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
The early reviews on Bo Nix are excellent so far, and everyone is saying glowing things about Bo Nix. But in all the years that you've been covering sports, Bruce, and I've been covering it for a long time as well, we've heard stuff like this before. Most recently, everybody was raving about Russell Wilson and his leadership and his commitment and his work ethic, and it didn't work out. Why is it different this time around for Bo Nix?
I think he gets the benefit of the doubt because he's a rookie. And I think he gets the benefit of the doubt because we have been so quarterback starved in Denver. I mean,
yeah, but that's not the question. The question is, why is it different? Of course, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But why do you believe it is different this time around?
I'm not even going to go so far as to say that it is different. But here is what I will say. When I look at Bo Nix, I see a guy a lot further ahead of the curve than typical rookies. And at this point, isn't that all we really have to compare him against?
But shouldn't he be with 61 college starts anyway?
Yep. You can make that argument. That's part, and he's 24 years old. I mean, he's seen a lot of football. He's processed a lot of football. He's played a lot of high-level football. He should be, from a typical comparison with other rookies, he should be further ahead.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? We said the same thing about Garrett Bowles, who came in at 24-25, and that did not work out well for the opening couple of years.
Although this is a quarterback we're talking about. And it's,
well, I understand,
and it's,
but I'm talking about players in general.
Yes, you're right. I mean, yeah, maturity. I mean, I think you and I were out there the other day together watching Vele, and he is a guy that at age 26, appears to be as a young player with very little tread worn off, hasn't played any in the NFL, appears to be a guy that is a little further along. He's kind of like Bo Nix in that regard. And I don't think it's any coincidence that it's one's 24 years of age and one's 26 years of age. They just are much more mature and I think further along in their development. Now we'll see on Vele, but I would bet you dollars to donuts that he's going to be impactful in that receiving room this year. Nix is to me a guy that has, you don't have enough true, you've got some measurables, but the intangibles at this point are confidence, composure, the quickness that he gets rid of the ball. These are things that we can kind of see already, but we haven't seen it in the real heat of fire. We haven't seen it in battle. We haven't seen it with guys coming from both ends of the field and from the back end. And we haven't seen those things yet. Those all remain to be seen. The returns have been encouraging. And that's about as far as I'll go at this point.
Tom, the one thing that encourages me is, and this has nothing to do with what I've seen on the field, I kind of gravitate towards specifically the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks who are the sons of coaches.
Yes.
There's something about that where you grew up in that environment. Or even quarterbacks who are the sons of former professional athletes.
Sure.
Look at Patrick Mahomes. What did his dad do?
Sure.
John Elway's dad, what did he do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make the case that I'm cherry picking because I'm sure that you can find, you know, plenty of guys who, you know, did not succeed. But, you know, I'll give you a list of guys who did turn out to be pretty good. Okay.
Okay.
Payne and Eli, what did his dad do?
Yep.
What did Andrew Luck do? His dad was Oliver Luck.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Former coach. Now, how did Brian Greasy turn out? How did Chris Sims turn out?
Mm-hmm. Fair question.
So you can find positives and negatives.
Yep. Okay.
But in terms of what's there from the neck up, that I think is probably consistent with most quarterbacks. If their dads were former athletes, if their dads were former coaches, I have very little doubt that Brian Greasy truly understands the game.
Mm-hmm.
But was he a great quarterback? No, maybe he didn't. He probably just didn't have the tools.
Yeah, I think that
Chris Sims, I think, understands the game pretty well.
I agree. I think he does. Bo Nix clearly understands the game. I mean, all you got to do is watch the guy to understand that. And that has been voiced by coaches to this point who are sometimes faint with their praise, but don't seem too concerned about making statements about Bo Nix. And I'm talking about in all three of the offensive guys that are most connected to him, head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, have all talked about maturity, processing, getting what exactly they thought they were going to get. Nothing that has happened has moved them off center on why they believed that they needed to pick this guy in the first round. Those are all encouraging things, but we need to get to training camp. We need to get to the exhibition season. The exhibition season will be interesting on a lot of levels for the Broncos, not the least of which for me is seeing Bo Nix under some form of fire. I have a feeling that he's going to perform fairly well.
Coming up after the break, if you're an NFL owner or an executive, has the NFL opened the door for you to tamper, to do something that is considered to be illegal, knowing that after what the NFL just ruled on with the Atlanta Falcons, has that opened the door now to more and more tampering around the league? That's next.
And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling, having an auction for crushers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking cabinets, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, Castle Rock Hormone Health is celebrating its 3-year anniversary. New patients getting a great deal this month. You'll get the regular free consult, but you're also going to get free labs. And if you need therapy, the first month is just $99. That is a huge discount. I go to Castle Rock Hormone Health, and I feel great. And the reason why, Dr. Lee, his staff are outstanding. So if you're ready to optimize your entire health, not just get testosterone like those chop shops out there, I'm talking about testosterone and everything else. Even if you don't need testosterone, totally cool. They're going to help you feel great. Check out one of their 7 Metro Denver locations or check them out at crhormonehealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
The term slap on the wrist has been taken to a whole new level. NFL fined the Atlanta Falcons a 5th-round pick and imposed minimal fines for tampering with 3 different players, including Kirk Cousins. What kind of message does this send to teams around the league? Is tampering now almost seems acceptable?
Yeah, it felt a little bit kind of like a wink and a nod, kind of like, come on now, don't do that. Here, we're going to slap you with, what, a $250,000 fine? What Terry Fontenot get, 50? Something like 50 grand, something like that. The pick, I think, is probably the worst thing that you've got to give up. But you were found to be tampering with 3 different players. I mean, that's systemic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, to
and
me,
one of them is the most important position on the field.
Well, right.
They got their guy with very minimal consequences. So if I'm an owner or I'm a GM, that's open season for me. It really is. If that's all you're going to do, because what will happen is another team is going to do this. The NFL will try and get away with imposing a harder sanction.
Yep.
And then they'll find a way to take this to court and say, you only gave them a fifth round pick and a minimal fine.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't do much to deter it. And if you don't do much to deter it, it's bound to be repeated. Because the punishment and the crime here are, I think, two pretty different things, and the punishment seems fairly minimal. So,
here's the problem, Bruce, is that this comes down from the commissioner's office, and who hires the commissioner?
Owners.
The owners.
Mm-hmm.
So are you really going to go after the guy and the organization that allows you to work?
Good question. And the Eagles, by the way, were not hit with any tampering, despite the fact that there was an implication from James Franklin, the Penn State coach, that Eagles general manager Howie Roseman had contacted the running back during the legal tampering window, which, of course, is, you know, you don't do that. So, but they won't, but they're not even going to be punished for that. That's on the Saquon Barkley signing with Philadelphia.
This is kind of like, this is really a crude example, but let's say for the sake of argument, you are a parent and you have a child that is living with you, and you as a parent are unemployed. Your child is, I don't know, 17 or let's just, 17 and living at home. Yet your child works, pays all the bills, but they're still a child, right?
Okay.
But they pay all the bills and they are not doing the things that they're supposed to around the house. They're talking back to you all the time. They're not being honest with you. And that is grounds for some sort of a punishment, right?
Okay.
As a parent, right?
Yeah.
But are you really going to punish the child knowing that you depend on that child?
Probably not too much, right?
Nope.
No, I wouldn't
say so. It's
going to
be a slap on the wrist, right?
Well, I was surprised by this. And to your point, I don't think it doesn't send a great message in the NFL, because what would deter another team from doing this?
I'll tell you a way to go through the back door on this, because let's face it, it takes two sides to agree to tampering. These agents know when somebody reaches out to them and they're not supposed to, they know it is tampering as well. So I have an idea. Why don't you punish the player as well and his agent, but specifically the player? You know, at the end of the day, you can hide behind your agent if you want to,
mm-hmm.
but you kind of know what your agent is doing. So you know what I do? You want to give the Falcons a punishment of minimal fines and a fifth round pick? Tell Kirk Cousins his contract is now null and void and he has to go hit free agency. Now, with all the teams set at quarterback, you gotta go find a new team.
That would be a strong deterrent.
Yes, it would be, because you'd have both sides are willing to pick up the phone and call each other. Both sides are willing to pick up the phone when the other side calls. I don't think agents will be picking up the phone anymore.
Probably not.
Nope.
No, I would say there is a line that you can reach where teams won't try things like this because it's just so prohibitive. The punishment is prohibitive. And that would certainly qualify. If you're losing a quarterback because of that, then obviously teams won't do it. Now, not everybody can do that.
And by the way, no one should really be surprised by the punishment, fifth round pick, minimal fines, because the NFL has made this acceptable by putting new words into the vernacular, which is legal tampering period.
Yes. Legal tampering period. I mean,
when you throw the word legal and tampering together, that is the ultimate oxymoron, as much as jumbo shrimp.
Yep. Clean dirt.
Clean dirt.
Clean dirt. Right. I always like that one. Clean dirt. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, it's interesting. And, but I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't the NFL take a stronger line on this?
Because the owners sign the paycheck of the guy handing down the fine.
Right.
But what I don't understand is why aren't the other owners upset about this? Because those 31 owners outvote Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the question of the other 31 owners is, are you okay with this? But
well, I haven't heard a lot of outcry. I mean, I haven't heard a lot in the aftermath of you. I mean, it's been pretty quiet.
Right.
I mean, I haven't heard anybody talking about, you know, hang them up by the yardarm. I don't know if that's.
Because they're going to wind up doing it themselves.
Yes. And so they
don't want to come off as being hypocritical, where they go after Arthur Blank, yet they wind up doing it themselves. So they're probably pretty smart to keep their mouth shut.
Yes, I would say that that's probably right.
And I think that's why you don't hear a big outcry from other owners around the league, because I'm guessing if you lift up the carpeting, it's not a clean floor.
No, it usually isn't. It's not like others haven't done this.
They just haven't gotten caught.
And they just haven't gotten caught. And then we'll do it again in the future. It's almost borderline, you know, rubbing is racing in NASCAR, isn't it? I mean, if you're not cutting corners, you're not really trying. It's kind of that version of, and no one's going to put such strong deterrence in that it hamstrings a franchise.
I mean, if this ever came up at the owners' meetings and they had to put it to a vote, how many owners are honestly going to vote for you lose your next two first-round picks?
Nah, I can't imagine that.
Well, doesn't that seem to be an appropriate punishment, or at least one first-round pick?
It would. A fifth year with a couple of small fines in a relative sense. Yeah. Is far more palatable.
They're all in cahoots together.
Of course they are.
Because they know. They know what skeletons are in their own closet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They know they've probably done it before. Put it to an open vote in front of everybody. So if I said to you, what would be the appropriate punishment to stop tampering? I don't think it's for even us to talk about, because I don't think they want an appropriate punishment for it.
No, I think that you're right. I think that there are, like I said, I think that there are some things done in any league with a wink and a nod, just with an understanding of, okay, don't push your luck too far, but this is kind of how business is done. Okay.
I mean, why even punish for tampering? In theory, right? What's the point of doing it? It's nothing. It is so small. That why not just make it legal? Legal tampering.
Yeah. I mean,
why not just make it legal?
Right.
There aren't going to be any repercussions.
Well, you have a point.
Well, thank you. I like to have points when I talk. Very rarely do I.
Talking
points. You know, that's what makes the conversation far more interesting, is I believe we said in plane, trains, and automobiles. You know, when you talk a lot, you should have a point. It makes it far more interesting for the listener.
There's good end game here.
Right.
Nicely
coming
done.
Up. What's that?
Nicely done.
Thank you. Yeah. Coming up after the break, Tom Brady went into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Wednesday, and something he said went viral. If you haven't heard this, you should stick around after the break, because this is going to make you want to run through a wall. With that, after you hear what Tom Brady had to say, probably didn't like him. I don't know why people in Denver would like Tom Brady, right? Most people outside the New England area don't like Tom Brady. But you like him a little bit more now after what you're about to hear that he had to say. That's next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, vending equipment, ladders, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com. /MHS. Want to give you an update from the U.S. Open. Patrick Cantlay and Ludvig Åberg, they have yet to tee off. They'll be teeing off probably in about an hour or so. Rory McIlroy, he is on the course right now. He had a terrific opening round 65, but he is 2 over through 10 right now. Tyrell Hatton, he has moved up in the standings. I believe he is from Scotland, if I'm not mistaken. There's somebody that I know from Scotland who I will be celebrating an anniversary with next week. We're celebrating this weekend in Breckenridge, and I'm saying this only because I'm doing the show at her house and she can hear me right now. With that, time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Tom Brady went into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Wednesday night, and part of his induction speech, rightfully so, has gone viral.
I urge everyone to play football for the simple reason that it is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the offseason at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity. And that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
I'm going to use a Star Wars reference, and I know you're not a big Star Wars fan, but when Tom Brady played for the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick came off as the Emperor, and Tom Brady came off as Darth Vader. Since leaving the New England Patriots organization, after watching him in Tampa, after watching him win a title in Tampa, and taking the Super Bowl trophy while he was on a boat, and then tossed it to another boat, he has become Han Solo to me, a guy that everybody wants to hang out with. Hasn't he?
Isn't Han Solo dead?
Well, he eventually died.
He got killed, though, really? Didn't he in the Star Wars series? I don't know.
Yeah, like episode like 7.
By his son? Is that right?
By his son, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't know where you're going with this. Where I was going.
I don't know. I mean, I
Princess Leia's dead, too. What's your point?
No, I mean, did she? Yeah, she died in the series. All right,
well, wait, hold on. I'm sorry if I ruined it for anybody. My bad. I think there is a statute of limitations where you can talk about a movie.
I think you're good, my friend. I think you're good.
If a movie's been out for at least a year,
yeah,
okay, you should be able to talk about it freely where no one has the right to say to you, oh, my God, you ruined it for me.
Yes. Yeah. Shame on you if you're that guy.
Yeah. The Godfather, Marlon Brando, he died. He died, actually, in the opening movie. Sorry to ruin it for you. Spoiler alert. He died.
I think Tom Brady.
Sonny died as well in The Godfather. If you haven't seen it, I meant to ruin it for you. It came out decades ago.
I get why Tom Brady is not liked in these parts. It makes perfect sense to me. Just the competitive back and forth between the Broncos and the Patriots, between Manning and Brady, I get all of that, but I get the whole kale and all of the stuff that people give him crap for.
Selling supplements that really don't do a lot for he tells you they do. Cancer.
I get
take my B12 stuff and it'll cure cancer.
I get you on that, but this message is irrefutable. This message is not arguable. This message is as good now as it will be forever and always has been.
I think some have wondered how good of an analyst will he be for Fox. He will not be as entertaining as John Madden. I think Tony Romo is unbelievable, and there are a lot of people that don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
When he first started, people loved him. But then there was some Romo fatigue. I think Tom Brady is going to go down as one of the best color analysts to ever call games.
That's interesting.
His work ethic is pretty much unmatched.
Yep.
And he is so stinking bright.
He is. That kind of role also calls for some personality, which he certainly has, right?
But when he played for the Patriots, he was nothing more than Darth Vader, just kind of like chunking along when he walked.
Yeah.
And he was the bad guy. But now he's like Han Solo. Everybody likes him.
Yeah, and he subjected himself to an uncomfortable night of a roast. There are elements about Tom Brady now, in the last year and a half, 2 years, whatever the case may be, that are probably a lot more likable than when he was playing.
I mean, what does it say about his character when he told everybody up on that dais during the roast, do not go after Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
Don't go after him.
Yeah, that's
and
my
somebody
guy.
Did, right. And he walked up in the middle of that roast and said, I told, cut that S out.
Yeah.
What does it say about the character of a man who does that on live, for lack of a better phrase, television?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It speaks volumes.
And he even said after, he said, I felt bad for my kids. And oh, by the way, as a side note, his wife, who is dating this jiu-jitsu champion, mm-hmm. they have broken up, according to reports, because of that roast.
Was that on
Netflix?
Yeah, I know that. But I mean, was that Giselle deciding that or the
Giselle and the jiu-jitsu guy? Apparently,
they really
went after Giselle and the jiu-jitsu guy. And apparently now they have broken up because of that roast.
Oh, well, I mean,
I'm sure Giselle is going to be just fine.
I feel badly
for her that this was the impetus. I mean, Tom Brady doesn't seem to be the type of guy who would truly go after someone.
Yeah, well, you don't count on it being you kind of put yourself out there. You don't expect, you know, elements of your family.
But here's the other thing as well. When you have comedians, and let's call them what they are, they're comedians, they're there to entertain. They're going to say outrageous things to pump up their own careers. They want to be noticed, so they will say outrageous things. But Brady wasn't thrilled about it. I say good for him. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Caitlin Clark had some strong statements about the coverage of her and the WNBA. And how well do you expect the Rockies to perform during their upcoming homestand? We'll discuss that next when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports. This crazy love be
mine. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday, 3-hour recycling. It's having an auction for crushers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, earlier on in the show, I told you about Castle Rock Hormone Health celebrating 3 years and new patients getting a great deal this month. You get the regular free consult plus free labs, and if you need therapy, the first month is just $99. Huge discount. I've been going to Castle Rock Hormone Health for a long time. You know why I feel great? Because of the guy who's on the line right now, Dr. Lee. Good morning, Dr. Lee. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
How have you guys grown so quickly?
Wow. You know, here's what I think it is. Our mission statement is strong. And I know that sounds like maybe business mumbo jumbo to everybody, but, you know, we lead out with integrity, which means you do what you say you're going to do, and you do what others expect you to do, maybe even if you said you weren't going to do it. And the other issue is bring love to everybody. Love meaning not romantic love, but accepting fully others for who they are, who they're not, and who they could never be. And so when you come to the world with integrity and love, you attract the right employees, you attract the right customers, and everything goes right. So I don't even know if it's the medicine. I think it's the having like the foundation of the right stuff to bring it to the world.
I'm going to show you how good I am as a professional doing this for many, many years. I'm going to segue, okay? You said performing love. I'm going to change it to making love. And you have a device in Gainswave Therapy that helps you do that. How did I do?
Oh, that was really solid, man. I mean,
thank
you're
you.
A true
thank
professional.
You.
Yeah, you know, this is a real issue for guys. I don't know about you, Eric, but if that thing's not working, I don't know really what I'm up to on this planet. And so, you know, for one thing, what I've recognized is guys, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s start to have dwindling performance in that area, and they may not even recognize. It's kind of like, you know, putting a frog in cold water and turning the heat up. They don't know that they're dying. And so, you know, and then the spectrum goes all the way to guys who can't get it up at all. And the medical industrial complex, meaning regular doctors, really just have Viagra or surgery, and there's nothing to really fill the gap, brother. And so we offer supplements. We talk about ways to increase nitric oxide, vascular blood flow, and we offer this Gainswave therapy, which is truly profound. We've had an amazing experience, a lot of positive results, and we've kept a lot of guys from going that surgical route.
Isn't it fair to say that for guys who are ashamed of this, just shelve your own ego and realize that you're truly doing this for somebody else?
Well, and this, I'm going to segue for you too. This comes right back to loving people and full acceptance for wherever they are. Eric, I talk about penises all day. This is like, you
am I a child? Wait, am I a child that when you said that word, I laughed? I mean, I'm almost 56. And usually kids who are like 7 or 8, when they hear that word, they start to chuckle. I guess I'm just as immature as everybody else, or maybe I'm the only one.
No, I'm right there with you. But, you know, this is the thing, is that if someone is listening to this show and they're embarrassed or they think they're the only one, we talk about this all day. It's not a strange subject for us at all. So maybe one of your listeners can be like, hey, maybe I'm not alone in this. And maybe there's a place that I can talk about this openly, and they'll be like, yeah, I've heard this 20 times today. I've heard this, you know, 300 times this week. You're not alone.
Right. How do people get a hold of you? How do they find
the best,
you?
Yeah, the best way now, because we've got so many locations and so many phone numbers, is crhormonehealth.com. That's Charlie Roger, hormonehealth.com. And if you're old school like me and you got to have a phone number, I'll just give you the original place, 720-524-8949, 720-524-8949, and they can direct you to the right place.
Dr. Lee, you're awesome. Thanks for all the care you give to me and for our listeners. He's the man. He truly is. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend.
All right. Peace, brother. Thanks.
See you. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, Caitlin Clark pushed back adamantly against some of the comments made to denigrate other WNBA players, saying, quote, "People should not be using my name to push these agendas. It's disappointing. It's not acceptable." Do you agree that most of the use of Clark's name has been for bad rather than for good?
Yeah, there's been a fair amount of that. I mean, I think that there is one part awe, one part jealousy, then another part of willingness to use it to forward a controversial point of view. I like her statement, basketball is my job. Everything on the outside I can't control, so I'm not going to spend any time thinking about it. Pretty good. That's the kind of advice I give to my kids. You can't control it, don't think about it.
I'll tell you this, if this whole basketball thing doesn't work out for her, she should start doing keynotes on the circuit about how to handle things in terms of PR.
I agree.
Wise
about
beyond her years.
Very much so. We've talked about Bo Nix today. Caitlin Clark is so far beyond her years and seems remarkably unaffected by all of it, which is good stuff, man. She was raised right.
Yep.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, the Rockies were off yesterday, but are now set to play three straight home series against the Pittsburgh Pirates, LA Dodgers, and Washington Nationals, respectively. How well do you expect the Rocks to play during this stretch?
Well, they were 3-4 in the 7-game road trip recently completed. They're going to see Paul Skeens on Sunday afternoon, the Pirates' young phenom out of LSU. So that'll be kind of fun. And they're playing at least two teams that if they play well, Pittsburgh and Washington are basically the same teams. They're two or three games under 500, not really good teams, but the Rockies maybe can make some hay. Although I don't know, what are they making hay for at this particular point? They're 20 games under 500.
Nigel, who's in the booth with you right now running MileHighSports.com?
We've got Brett.
Oh, we do? I'm sure Gordon would have done better. Guys, hope you have a great weekend. I'm sure you guys did a great job today, even though I couldn't see you. Brett, keep growing that mustache, man.
He looks good, man. I'm telling you, he's looking good.
You are on your way to starring in Boogie Nights Part 2. Make it the best possible weekend you can.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.